Look, what if the assassination of a political figure, a new border treaty, and a digital infrastructure deal happening in the same 24 hours are actually one single cybersecurity threat? Because for government agencies, they absolutely are. And if your team is treating them as separate problems, you're already behind. Pause. Context, it's July 2026. And the threat landscape just shifted in real time. On a single day, July 15th. Counter-terrorism investigators opened a targeted killing probe in the UK. The EU and UK signed a landmark Gibraltar border agreement, and international governance frameworks started fracturing under US pressure on the ICC. eJura Global published a breakdown of exactly what these events mean for government cybersecurity teams right now. And the answer is genuinely alarming. Pause. First, politically motivated violence is now a cybersecurity problem. UK counter-terrorism police are investigating whether left-wing extremism drove the targeted killing of Anne Widcombe, with detectives confirming the attack was deliberate and that additional public figures may be on a target list. Here's what that means for your agency. When ideologically motivated actors escalate from digital harassment to physical violence, your attack surface expands beyond networks and endpoints. Personnel security and digital footprint reduction for high-profile officials? Now a cybersecurity mandate, not just a security officer concern. Pause. Second, new border treaties create new digital exposure. The EU-UK Gibraltar Agreement removes routine physical border checks between Spain and Gibraltar. Sounds like a trade story, right? Wrong. Every relaxed physical border creates pressure on digital borders. Cross-border data flows increase. Identity verification demands expand. And interoperability gaps open between EU and UK systems. If your agency has NATO obligations or Five Eyes relationships, this is your signal to audit cross-border data sharing protocols today. Pause. Third, international legal uncertainty creates governance gaps adversaries exploit. The US campaign to pressure countries to withdraw ICC support is fracturing multilateral institutions. When international governance weakens, state-adjacent threat actors gain operating room. Cybercriminals and ideologically motivated groups move faster in ambiguous legal environments. Your threat intelligence program needs to account for this friction, not just technical indicators. Pause. THE takeaway, here's your one action item. Before your next team meeting, pull up your current threat intelligence program and ask one question. Does it connect physical threat signals, geopolitical shifts, and digital infrastructure changes into a single picture? If those are three separate conversations, you have a gap. eJura Global's entire model is built around closing exactly that gap before an incident forces it shut for you. Pause. CTA read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.